would be covered in our regulatory impact assessment. I think that exercise or activity will really indicate where are potentially some of the unintended consequences which we've perhaps not considered at this point. Then regarding the consultation, I think there was a proposal, Chair, that perhaps this committee needs to take it forward. And I heard that, well, I think I'm hearing the committee saying that DAF definitely should be part of such consultations if there is a decision from this committee to undertake consultations from this forum. Let me assure you that, yes, we can definitely assure this committee that we will participate in those. And then I think that there were the other issues regarding this unadulterated meat issue, the horse and donkey meat issue. I think we've perhaps responded previously, but I'm also aware that there is ongoing work between DAF and DTI, and Cabinet has made a decision that the Consumer Protection Commission should look into that, and DAF would definitely be part of that process. So those are some of the generic things that I perhaps now can respond to, Chair, and I will then ask Jonathan to respond to some of the more technical issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and the committee members. I think there are some misconceptions about the bill, in particular to the issues of farmers. What the bill is going to concentrate on is farmers who are involved with what is called intensive farming. Not Vava David Farmer. We are not concerned about Vava David Farmer. Because what David does as a farmer mainly he is relying on natural feed. So we are not concerned about David as a farmer. Just to deal with this issue of what is the implication to certain group of farmers. The bill is not intended to deal with those farmers. The bill is mainly intended to deal with farmers who are involved with intensive farming. For example, rainbow chicken. Rainbow chicken is a farmer. This is the type of activities that we believe that government should have some control measures. People, farmers who are feedlots, because this is where intensive farming it is concerned. So we are not really intended to deal with, farmers who are not really involved with intensive farming. So just to address the concern to the implications of this bill to ordinary farmers. Now, the second question around was there any disaster that happened as a result of it? I think the latest incident, we know that 2 years back, dogs were dying. Dogs were dying because the feed was contaminated with aflatoxins. So there is a history of incidents in this country where dogs have died because of feed that was not properly produced. So there is evidence of link between feed and health issues. It's just just that for now, I could only think of the link between the feet and the dogs that have died 2 years back. So we are aware of such situations. I think Dr. Chapter have already addressed the issue of the capacity. But as the committee members, Chair, the Department of Agriculture has been doing these functions for many, many years. So there are some capacity within DAF to implement this bill, because we have been doing this job for many, many years. So there are institutional setup that govern this bill currently. Secondly, there are implications in terms of capacity in relation to what additional capacity DAF will need. We are now in the process within DAF where capacity within the regulatory directorate that deals with the regulation of agriculture inputs. Currently, this capacity is being built. But the point that is very important that I need to emphasize is that what this bill is proposing is that instead of only relying on government capacity, government should have, or the bill proposed measures where capacity could be outsourced from the private sector, hence the establishment of the technical advisory committee, so that it should not only be government that are responsible for this function, that government will outsource some of these functions to other expertise that is available in the country. In addition, inspections and auditing, what the bill proposes is that in recognition that government cannot have all the capacity to do everything, is that the bill provide a provision that government can contract auditors to perform this function. But another important function that I need to emphasize is that we as government, we think that we should move away from a position that says government should be doing everything for the agricultural sector. We are saying that part of the intention of this bill is to say, you industry, take responsibility. Take responsibility to do specific things, and government will play the oversight role. Because government will never have resources to deal with all the issues that are, or the challenges that are being presented by the industry. Because the industry challenges are big. And I'm glad because through the presentation that I've made by various industry sectors, you will see that they do have got various self-regulatory system within themselves. It is only the fertilizer society that have said now that they will also want to implement the very same self-regulatory mechanism that AFMA and PFI have in place. So that is what we are encouraging through this bill, that through this bill, we should encourage or recognize certain self-regulatory initiatives that are taken by the industry. So that way, you will not need a lot of government resources to implement this bill. The other issue around product registration, let me then explain this part in detail. Currently, the current act, we regulate products. In other words, if you are a company called Davis, from this facility, you produce let's say 500 products. At the moment, you are required that you need to register each and individual product before you could sell them out. What we are saying as government is that the capacity within industry is, I mean within government is such that we will never be in a position to meet these growing needs of the industry. Because you could imagine, you have got a product, you make changes on that product, those amendments that you make still need to be regulated by government. What we are saying is that instead of registering products, we need to move to a situation where what is important is to make sure that the process of producing this product is correct. And then you are going to comply with this specific standard. Now, what as government we are going to do is that we are satisfied that your process, your manufacturing process is correct. Then, what eventually come out from there should be correct. And as government, we would then require you that you still need to label those products. But we would then play an oversight role in terms of we would then come with inspectors to come and check that these products that have been produced meet the requirement that would have been agreed. So we will still be able, we will still be controlling the eventual products that are produced from these facilities. But the model would have been changed. Instead of regulating the eventual product, we are going to license the facility because we would have made sure that the process in terms of manufacturing process, in terms of the inputs, the raw materials that you put to produce this would be correct. So that is what we are proposing to move into. Well, that is the practice that is now being, the changes that is being done all over the world. They are moving into the mail registration. Because that way, you will have industry where if they want to have innovation in terms of producing products, they could be able to produce products quicker without necessarily having to rely or to wait for the government to make a decision. Because at the moment, you have a situation where if you innovate to produce this product, you will have to wait either an average of 8 months before you could sell this product. Because the capacity are such that we will need to, it will take us time to register a product. The other thing that is very important to move when we move into facility registration is that when we do inspection, we find that this product of yours, there is something wrong. You are still allowed to continue producing products. So what we want, or what is being proposed through this bill, is that if this product is wrong, we want the bill propose measures to shut you down so that you should not be allowed to continue producing products if what is coming out, it is not right. Hence, we believe that if you control what is manufactured and the processes are correct, the inputs in terms of raw materials are correct, what come out should be correct. So if we then, through inspection and sampling or analysis, we find that this is not correct, we should be able to come back to you to shut you down so that you could stop producing products that are not safe to animals and environment. Issues on the collections of fees. Currently, the Act does provide for regulator to collect some administrative fees. Administrative fees you can collect. What has been raised is, in terms of collections of levy, there is a view that you may need a different law or a different system to collect such fees. Hence, we have indicated that perhaps we need to consult with National Treasury to confirm if that is correct. But currently, the law does allow government to collect some administrative costs. I must emphasize that regulatory work is quite expensive, and government policies, I think even if you go and apply for an ID, you do pay some administrative cost. And we are using the very same principle that cost associated with implementing this legislation should be somehow be recovered. At the moment, our cost structure is that we are recovering around 25% of the cost. Because one needs to bear in mind that if we are saying we should not, this cost should not be recovered, indirectly the taxpayers have to pay for this cost. Consultation. I think we have dealt with consultation. The issue of costs to DAF, maybe let me then clear this point, that because we have made reference to the issue of 2.5 million and 4 million in our submission, in the bill, and when we made the presentation last week. We do not think that we are going to employ masses of inspectors to have this bill implemented. Hence, we do not think that we are going to require massive resources to implement this bill. Now, as I've already said, already we have got institutional setup, we have got resources that are being used to register product. So we do not think that we are going to need so many additional resources to be able to implement this bill. Hence the reference to the figure of 2.5 million. What that relates to is the additional funding that will require to appoint the people that have been mentioned in the bill. So it is not the cost to, because we have got the institutional setup that is already funded, and the additional resources that will be needed is simple to add to the existing resources that are available in the department.
I think there's still another question.
In terms of the list of the people who attended our 2010 workshop, the list is available. I would imagine that the number of people that came to the workshop would be over 30. So what we have done through the bill was only to indicate perhaps, because then that seems to suggest that only very few sectors were present. But the number of individuals who came to our workshop were, I think, were more than 30. But But with an exception of the Western Cape province, it was mainly the industry association and various academic institutions, including universities and ARC. But those details of the people who actually attended, we could provide to the portfolio committee. I think I've dealt with most of the questions. Thank you very much.
I thought as you were talking about capacity, you would say something about whether or not you're not experiencing any backlogs.
We are experiencing a backlog at the moment because the current institution that we have was geared to deal with maybe 4 or 5 companies. There is a lot of companies now in the last 20 years that has been established. We do have got capacity issues, but those capacity issues now are being dealt in terms of subcontracting academics to assist us in terms of performing certain functions that we do. But yes, there are capacity issues, but those issues are, we are trying to deal with those capacity issues.
Okay, members, those are the responses to the questions that you raised and the comments thereof. We still have an opportunity to go through the submissions ourselves. So we have a choice to make whether we continue with the department or we take time to ourselves now and look into those submissions that are presented by the industry ourselves. Do you understand the process? In other words, we have to listen to the department, as the department has to respond to those submissions by the industry players. Now it is our time to respond ourselves. Whether pet food industry does make sense on any subject matter. Some of those have been summarized by the department in this format, and some of those they have been summarized by our researcher and content advisor. Do you still have copies of that? Do you have copies, Mamuti? Of a summary by the researcher? None of us does have a copy. I'm guilty as charged myself. Three, six, seven, eight. Maybe you can make, you know, 8, 9 copies.
2005, I've been on a flight already where a lady literally arrived at the whole check-in counter 20 minutes before the flight.
Members, we shall... We shall then have to quickly wait unless we have specific issues on our own. The department may not necessarily have to respond because this is going to be our own discussion now. Of course, they are free to make their own notes so that when we have to do deliberations, they shall have also been privy to information. Most of this, we talk openly about anything, whether they're here or not. We talk openly. We're not scared of anybody. Mama?
Chairperson, I just wanted some clarity from the department. Like when they say when they talk about farmers, they mean the intensive farmers, whereas they don't even have the input from a poultry industry, the one which they saluted here. They don't have the input from those people, and another clarity is that this maybe the farmers which they talk about, those they don't really care much about. What about them?
Mr. Chapa?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, we've got to make the way forward. And that is naturally to consider the bill. But Chairperson, you see there's still something that worries me. It is said here that some of us have a misconception about the bill. That we have a misconception about the bill. That the bill tackles intensive farming and, for example, the large broiler growers like your rainbows and early birds and those people, country bird and all those. And that dogs died as a result of feed. Now you see, Chairperson, what worries me here is that we have a sector in the country, the small farmer sector. So from what I understand from the response, they're out of this. So if you want to control, and you say that, look, you're only interested in the big boys, I don't know what informs the plan that the bill must really address only the big guys. When you say that dogs died as a result of feed, some toxin, something. Dogs are not eaten by human beings. Wow. They ate food which was wrongly formulated or mixed or whatever, and they died. Problem here, Chairperson, is that we are now saying that the big sector, the big commercial sector, we're interested in them. The bill talks to them. That person, this week's Farmers Weekly chair, as one of our people in Nigel, who says that the government, actually rural development, his farm is too small, he cannot farm on it, so they're going to help him to establish a feedlot, which will have a maximum capacity of 200 animals at a time. Now, does it tell me that kind of person is out? Although he is going to fatten animals for the market. You see, Chair, it doesn't make sense to me. It is the big timer that is going to see that his feed is mixed and prepared in such a way that he remains in the market. Otherwise, he becomes machula. Now here we are saying that he needs to be regulated, the big fellows. But those are the guys, Chair, that have to answer to a board. They have to answer to shareholders. I mean, if Rainbow makes one mistake, they're out of the market. But they self-regulate. They see to it that they try and bring you a product on the table which is without any blemishes. And you see, what I had always been suspecting and what I had asked earlier was that show me an incident where, as a result of the misdoings of the big-time players, that there's been a major disease breakout. Show me. Can't show me, Jack. Because when you're in business, you've got to see that you put your best foot forward and that you provide the best. Otherwise, there's no business, Chair. So, Chairperson, that worries me. And then, you know, I make a prediction here, Chair. If the idea of the department now already is that they'll be outsourcing, and we are going the route of consultants, already our country is paying billions to consultants. So we will be promoting more consultants. Because, and then it's also said here, Chairperson, and this answers my other argument, that the DAF does recognize certain self-regulatory issues, and that the current Act regulates products. And then they go further and they say that they'll come with inspectors who will check out the manufacturing processes of those people that are making this feed and all that. Chairperson, let me tell you one thing. Those people are profit-orientated. They've got to make money. They will see to it that their products are the best on the market. I would like to know, Chair, are we prepared to go and check out for human consumption? I use the company's name, Baker's Biscuits. If they would have made biscuits in the past that caused the deaths of people or something grossly wrong with people, they wouldn't be in business today. So, Chairperson, you know, the answers are very wishy-washy. They don't say much to me, Chair. I'm sorry. I've got the kind of mind where I probe, I ask questions, and I try to find out what is the real reason behind certain things. And I am not just getting those reasons. So, Chairperson, in conclusion, I want to place two or three things on record, so that one day it can be said that those issues were raised. And the two or three things, Chairperson, are that we will be outsourcing. It's another word for consultants. And there will be no end to that. That we will need an inspectorate, because when it is said here that the departments will have inspectorates. So if you are going to have inspectorates, they come with a price tag. The price tag can either be that they may be permanent employees of the department, or alternatively, Chair, they will be consultants. Plain language, consultants. If you outsource, it means that you've got consultants. The second issue, Chair, I make bold to say, when they say here that they are not going to require large numbers of people to implement the Act, I say, Chairperson, when I look at what is desired and what is planned, if you want to, on a regular basis, check out that those that are manufacturing feed are doing it the way it should be done. Yet they've been doing it for donkey's years now, all the established companies. Then, Chairperson, it's going to come with a price tag. You are going to require, as a department, an inspectorate in order to carry that out. So I, Chairperson, with this grey hair, cannot be convinced that you are only going to require 2.5 to 4 million rand. per annum, Chair, to carry out that function. Just take one motor car, Chair. Not go very far. Take one motor car. A decent sedan, for example. Let's take a Toyota Corolla. That thing already costs about R250,000. Then you take the salary of that person that must go out doing that work. You take the wear and tear on that vehicle, Chair. You're not going to need one vehicle. You're going to need a few. So that already, Chairperson, gives me my R2,000,000. So I cannot be convinced, Chair. When you want to put up an argument, let your argument be watertight. Let there not be holes. I want to be convinced, Chair, that the first test is not going to be asked tomorrow. And listen, man, we didn't provide for this, we didn't provide for that. It's going to cost us this, it's going to cost us that extra. What is R4,000,000 today, Chair? What is R2,500,000 today, Chair? I mean, if you are going to have the kind of board council that you are planning, the remuneration for those people, even if it's on the basis of, say, a meeting per month or whatever, will exceed that R2,500,000. Because you're talking of a board of about a dozen people. And you're not talking of ordinary people like me, who know nothing about science. You are talking here about people that have to have the necessary academic qualifications in order to be able to sit on such a board. The bill provides for certain expertise. You're not going to get them for that R2,500,000 or R4,000,000 for the whole shoot, eh? Even if it's part-time. Those people will want the proper remuneration. And Chairperson, if you want to go as far as what you are planning to go, those people will not be very much part-time. They'll become semi-full-time. So, Chairperson, these are the sort of issues. In lawmaking, Chair, I've always told myself, a law is not cast in concrete, but the intention of any law is that it has to serve that particular sector of society or that particular sector of activity over a period of time. You don't want to amend the law every 6 months. So, Chairperson, all I'm saying is that I make these few observations. At the end of the day, we will be going through this whole process, so we will be asking ourselves those questions, and we will have to provide for them in the law. Otherwise, Chairperson, you don't want, again, a bill to go be passed yet, and we find that it's being challenged in terms of its constitutionality, for argument's sake, or anything else, and it's got to come back and be redrafted and redone again. If something leaves here, Chairperson, we must be absolutely sure that there is a real need and desirability for it. Thank you very much.
Inquest. Chairperson, only one point, just to join what one of our opponents has been saying with regards to the licensing of the mixers and upon feed manufacturers. Chairperson, if I may come in on this to remind the committee, I put it out during the public hearings, but we have farmers out there who are feeding chicken to their farms and selling them straight to the market without them being sort of examined whether they are fit for human consumption. If then, my point is, if then those farmers who are not members of the organization that was making a presentation there, Chairperson, obviously seems they will freely carry on their business without them being monitored. I think it's very important, Chairperson, that everybody should be included in the bill so that people will not end up consuming something that the government does not have an eye on, if I may put it that way, Chairperson. I think.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Mine is I want to start again at the section 75 and 76. If I look to all research and I look to the constitution, and we want to go to section 76, meaning that we will start from scratch again. That's my understanding. The tagging of the bill and our inputs. I'm asking myself, are we making inputs talking to section 75? Or are we making inputs talking to section 76? That's what I'm asking myself here. And the answer that I give myself is we are talking to section 75. According to all the processes that has unfolded before the bill landed on our disposal. And if I read through all the documents provided to us in the briefings, it gives me only the outstanding consultation, which means, as Mamubilo has said, to the poultry industry, and to my own knowledge, aquaculture, that came to us 2009, May, to this department. According to my view, the public participation and the industry that cannot afford to come to Parliament, that is where the National Council of Provinces go, according to my view. So to me, that is only that vacuum that must be filled of those certain sections, sectors. And for us as this committee is to satisfy ourselves with the whole briefings that we have in front of us, all the advisors that we have, coming to, we have to consider this deal as this committee. Because I read through the Constitution, ordinary bills not affecting provinces, and ordinary bills affecting provinces, section 76. Then it brings me to exactly what I'm saying. The clarity, I didn't hear you giving me the clarity. Were you informed by the input? Or was it according to the 67 years history that you were giving us the bill in the form of section 75? That clarity didn't come out very clear so that I can understand what was the point of departure. Was it the 67 years? Because I also have a concern. 67 years. Does it mean that there will be an industry that is not regulated? That's also the question that I'm asking myself. Currently, meaning there is no regulation regulating this industry? Is it self-controlled? Is it not monitored? That's all that comes to my mind, questions that comes to my mind. And the safety of food security to ourselves. It brings to me that we'll have to govern. We are talking about governance here. And we will have to govern. And governing, you must make laws, amend and review laws. That's my understanding of my role. Thank you, Chair.
Mama, sorry.
Chairperson, thank you. 67 years is my age, as I'm look, or how old I am now, that is the old of. Okay, Chairperson, I'm not satisfied. I'm not answered. Consultation. The gentleman just said consultation. We have said about it. We have talked about it. And whereas stakeholders, bodies which appeared in the, he said, yeah, there were more than 30. Now what I'm asking is their responses. Those we were there, their responses. I said we are seeing only 5 years. Where are others? Most of them all poultry industry. They are nowhere to be found. If they have their responses, let them give us and see. We have very, very, very small responses here. And here is the bill. And they want us to say, you know, this bill is okay. And to me, Chairperson, it's like this bill is from bottom down instead of down bottom. It's going to harm our. We have to say things while those things are not seen yet seen. This thing is going to harm our people like nobody's business. Thank you.
We are having a challenge here. The challenge is this process is now with us as members of parliament. The department had gone until a point. There are some flaws in that process. Among others, it was pointed out that the issue of consultation became one. The issue of capacity becomes number two. And the matter related to some of the technicalities within the proposed legislation. your technical advisory council. To an extent, your home mixers, whether or not they can be all by themselves. You're talking about a million plus small scale farmers. Whether or not, a point raised by Mr. Abram, you can, with a 4 million rand budget, be able to reach out to those. These are all issues that have been responded to, albeit not adequately so. However, the ball is in our court. How do we move forward? Ourselves being lawmakers. The proposed law is here now with us. They've done the limited consultation, but how do we take it forward? That's where we are. In other words, one of those processes is that we need to respond, we need to engage, we need to interact with the submissions raised or presented to us by the industry. Now, I guess as part of us doing all of what we are expected to do, we should be able to point out on some of the issues raised by the department. But our major focus must be about what the industry shall have presented to us. Unless we are saying we have nothing more to add or rather to say to what the industry shall have presented to us. Unless this is what we have or rather what we are saying so that we don't spend more time or dig something that there's nothing more to dig on it. Because that's generally the procedure that we're supposed to be following. In other words, the committee is briefed on the bill, which is what happened on day one. Day two was an advert that went out at least for 2 weeks and 2 days. Day three were those public hearings. And in that same token, the department prematurely had to respond to those hearings out of those submissions. I'm saying prematurely because the time was this much for the department to respond to. However, they were given enough time. And in that same day three, all what we also did wrongly, as we were saying initially, was to jump the gun and refer the bill back to the department, to the executive, instead of following what we have now started doing. Now, what we are expected to do today, which we've done, is the department to respond to those submissions by the industry players. The department has done that. We have engaged the department with their responses to the industry submissions. We are now done with that. On our own now, whether the department is here or not, best preferably they are here so that they can get to hear what other concerns we have, so that they make their own notes. In preparation for a period, which is day four, for us to be able to deliberate on the bill itself. Now, that's where we are with this process. So that when we are done with those deliberations, we can then say at that point, we are fine with this bill. We can then say when we are done with those deliberations, no, there's a lot more still to be done with this bill. We can then, given that point in time, begin to say, fine, let us take over this process ourselves as Parliament and all the options that were presented to us at the time. We can take the whole matter back to the department. Now, these are the kind of options that we have at that point in time. Where we are now is a stage wherein we need to engage with those submissions by those industry players. If we, as I said, if we do not have any, again, we shall not have committed any crime. So that the department and its shortcomings, they have been pointed out loud and clear on a few areas. But it is now for us to sit down on our own and be able to say, how do we then take this process forward? That's where we are. Mr. Abra?
Yes, a possible way forward would be the following. The bill is now with us. We've had submissions from a particular branch of the total sector. We must now decide. Do we want to start going through the bill, take into account the submissions made, ask ourselves whether any of those submissions are worthy of incorporating, are worthy of removing something that has been requested to be removed or whatever, and or alternatively, Chair, whether we as a committee believe that the process of consultation is inadequate and therefore we need to flag now which branches of society we believe needs to be heard. And if we decide on that cause of action, Chair, I don't know, the legal advisors must advise us. Do we first have to decide on the desirability of the bill? And if we've done that, do we then go on consultation of those sectors that we believe have been left out? I don't know, Chair. We need to be guided. But that would be a sort of a way forward. Chairperson, the one thing that we need to bear in mind is that in the entire interrogating process of the bill, we will need the department around, because there will be certain things of clarity that we will want. So, Chairperson, yeah, we cannot shy away from the idea that there is a bill before us, that it needs to be interrogated. We must now decide the next process. So I would submit, Chair, that we need to find a way of consulting with a sector that we believe has not been consulted. I understand in the responses made by the department earlier, they say that the shelf mixing industry is not the one that's really going to be concerned with this bill. Now, I don't know whether it's Clause 23, which says that those that would be mixing feed for their own consumption, when I say own, for the consumption of their own animals, that they would be, I can't remember the exact word, that they would be whatever, they would be exempted. Now, you see, Chair, what we will have to look at very carefully is that sometimes there may be another section of the bill which may not directly exempt them. There may be an escape clause, so we need to look at those nuts and bolts. But Chairperson, be that as it may, I would say that we need to ask ourselves, first question, whether we believe that the consultations which led to the publication of this bill is adequate or not. If it's inadequate, we need to flag to what extent, and who and what should have been included. Then we need to ask ourselves, if it's resource poor sectors of the population, do we then go down there, or do we pay for them to come to Cape Town? That is the other question. So, Chairperson, I would suggest that kind of approach. And then, the first question, Chair, would be, do we go now, from here onwards, to consider it clause by clause, or do we first conclude the inadequacy of the consultation process? Thank you, Chair.
Any further comments from members, Mama?
Yeah, Chairperson, I think at this committee, what we should continue doing now is to go through the bill clause by clause at the end, and we will see what we will say about it. But what already we have said, we have said it, but the procedure is to go through this bill clause by clause as the committee. Thank you.
Our content advisor is not here. Gary, you want to advise quickly?
Procedural matters. Chairperson, it's up to the committee to decide which procedure it wants to make. Another option is, on the one hand, one of the members mentioned that in the drafting of this bill, there was insufficient, in his opinion, insufficient public participation from the industry side, And if the committee feels that that is indeed true, the public participation function is primarily that of Parliament and therefore of this committee to facilitate that process as well. So there are options available. The Constitution doesn't specifically say how public participation should be done, whether it should be done before, after deliberations, or before, after a clause-by-clause consideration. But that process is indeed for the committee to come up with and to be innovative with that. If the committee feels that there's been sufficient public participation on the other hand, it will then be necessary for the committee to deliberate on both the responses or the inputs from the industry, as well as the responses then from the departments, and then come up with alternatives, if any, to the existing provisions in the bill, and then amend as necessary or as the committee deems fit. So it's totally up to the committee to decide how it proceeds with the bill.
Yolande?
Thank you, Chair. I was just thinking while Gary was talking that perhaps if we are going to embark on a consultation process, if the committee decides to do that, it will perhaps have the effect that the bill will change in many ways. So those who have been consulted or who have made submissions in the first public hearings will now be affected again if the bill is changed considerably. Just for the committee to keep that in mind. So the committee might have to do the public participation and then do the amendments to ensure that they take consideration of everyone's consultations before embarking on amendments and then having to amend it later on again or be faced with public, you know, industries who might then say, but now we've not seen the new bill, the new amendment. So, yes, I agree. The Constitution is not, there's no provision in the Constitution that relates strictly to how the consultation must take place and when it must take place. The fact of the matter is just that it must take place and it is part of Parliament's role to facilitate it. And also in terms of the differences between the two, like I said previously, between the 75 and the 76 procedures, that won't really be affected at this stage, even if the bill was now tagged as a 76, because this committee will still have the opportunity to engage with the bill in a similar way that it would have had it been tagged as a 75 bill. So public participation, everything can just carry on the way it would, and in terms of Section 76(1), the National Assembly can then pass the bill or amend the bill or, you know, all of those options are still available, similar to what would be available to the committee in terms of 75.
Can I propose as follows? We had advertised for a period of 2 weeks plus for everybody to respond. When I say everybody, I mean exactly everybody. Whether those would have been part of those 30 or plus, or whether it would have been the 12 or the 10, or those that subsequently decided to come and present to us. It was everybody who was invited through an advert, for everybody to respond to. Others decided to come, others decided not to come. It's in the nature of any advert when it is issued out. Others will think about it later. Be that as it may, we still have a responsibility of making sure that we expand our consultation. We have made mention of poultry and also aquaculture. These are areas that are quite critical in these processes. Your industry areas that have not as yet responded to an extent they haven't been able to be with us for us to hear what their views are all about. So this is one area within your typical industries that could be linked to feed and fertilizers. And then my view as a proposer
would be that before we go to a clause by clause, Mama, we go out there, we identify those areas where we feel that in the provinces, whether it is going to be three provinces or four provinces, depending, we shall stand advised as to, you know, where could we have, you know, a concentration of some of those we feel quite strong that we need to go out there and reach out there and talk to and hear, which is very important, what their views are on this bill, simplified, of course, so that our ordinary people are able to follow what we are about. At the end of the day, much as it is your industry that manufactures some of this, feeds and fertilizers, at the end of the day, it is that consumer that shall bear the brunt of any cause by way of cost and by way of content in terms of food that is going to be fed. Because what you are to be producing or manufacturing is fertilizer, which is your crop, it is that animal that gets fed out of those, whether it is a crop or it is going to be your part of any, you know, fish or poultry. At the end of the day, of course, as I said, it is yourself and myself who are going to consume what shall have gone through that whole value chain. So that is what I would propose. Identify those areas. In this instance, the industry areas that we are talking about, there are two. Of course, if there are any of the many that we spoke about, they are very, we are very open to reaching out to those. Whether that happens here, or we decide, if their main office, for instance, is in KZN, as we go out there, as part of our consultation, we also meet with their main office or their main, you know, or their, if it is poultry, and the concentration of that, it is in Durban somewhere. If it is to be us going to Durban or to KZN in general, if they are also found there, that is now poultry, we take that consultation process out there so that we kill, what is it, two birds with one stone? Better English?